Now, every once in a while, we get a letter or an email that stops us in our tracks. And that's what happened last week when we got an email from Jacqueline Anderson. And Jacqueline is on the line. How are you doing, Jacqueline?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Good. Good to talk to you. Will I read your email out and then we'll have a chat?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
thank
and
you.
It's great to have you there in the background, just you know, in case I stumble over anything here, because it's a long one, but it's worth reading the whole thing. Okay, and the reason you really caught our attention was the way you opened your email. It reads, "Dear Mr. Darcy," I like the respect. Okay, here it goes. "Dear Mr. Darcy, as Valentine's Day is approaching, I would like to share my parents' love story with you. It's romance in its truest and most innocent form. My parents were both born and raised in Donegal. My dad, Brian Anderson, is from Drumbow in Stranarler. And my mum, then known as Liz Granahan, was born in Ras Castlefin. When my dad was 18, like so many others at the time, he went to London to work. He also joined the gym as he enjoyed boxing. He became a good boxer and fought for England in many countries. In the summer of 63, dad came home on holidays. On the last night before he was due to go back to London, he went to the Butt Hall, where he met my mum. I believe it was love at first sight. My dad extended his holiday for a few more days so they could spend some time together. After he returned to London, the letters began. They wrote to each other almost daily. Inside these letters, we hear of their great love for each other. We have the proposal and the acceptance. We hear stories of mum smuggling butter over the border. Basically, we hear dad and mum telling each other about their lives. My dad returned home on his Christmas holidays and walked or cycled to the Ras every day to see mum, a good 15-mile journey. When he returned to London, the letter started again. Anticipation, love, loneliness, longing and excitement filled these letters. They are organising their wedding now and we have every detail. Mum talks about watching dad boxing on TV, how Harry Carpenter announces on live TV that Brian was to be married on the first day of July. They talk of the slagging they both get from their workmates and so many other things. My parents married on July 1st, 1964 after a courtship that took place on paper, all but 14 or 15 days that they saw each other. After their wedding and honeymoon in Bundoran, they started their life together in London. But it doesn't end there. Another set of letters were to begin when my dad got the call to fight for Ireland in the Tokyo Olympics in October of 1964. So just a couple of short months after their wedding, they had to part for the duration of the Olympics. These letters are amazing to have, as we hear dad talking about the Olympics. But what we hear about most is how much they miss and love each other so very much. Dad returned home and they spent their first Christmas together, but soon the letters were to continue again when mum got the call to return home to look after her dying mother. So we have 6 more weeks of letters. Since I was a young girl, I was very intrigued by the letters, but was not allowed to read them. Words that I just knew were full of love and romance. Today, they mean so much more. Now, thanks to those letters, we are able to get to know them both as young adults, as they were getting to know each other. To be able to look through the window of their past is beyond priceless to me. I never believed that I could love my parents more than I already did. But now that I know them better, I love them with a heart that is ready to burst. For Christmas this year, I got my parents' letters all put into a book. 6 books to be precise and over 1,600 pages of letters. I named their book The Love Letters. My parents are now 80 and 81. My dad has Alzheimer's and his memory is very short. But the great love he has for our mum is still very much there. They still kiss, cuddle and hold hands daily. My mum has COPD now and can no longer walk. She loves when I read their letters to them. Words could never express how good it is for me to read their words of love, to be able to transport my 8-year-old mum out of her recliner chair back to a 23-year-old girl lying on the old sofa by the fire, writing love letters to her boyfriend and waiting for the postman to arrive with letters from her love. I hope you like my parents' story, Ray. It would mean a lot to my mum if you wish to share it." And we do, and that's why you're on, Jacqueline Anderson. So there it is. So how many letters? There's 1,600 pages, Jacqueline. Yeah. And how many letters is that?
There was 296 letters in all.
Wow.
So between the three sets.
I did the maths on that. So it averaged out about 5 letters or 5 pages a letter.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Some of the letters were shorter. Some of them were 12 pages long.
Right. Okay. And you must have been like a child in a sweet shop when you finally got to read them, were you?
Oh, absolutely. I've wanted to read those since as long as I can remember. I remember when I was very, very young saying to Mum, will you read me these letters? And she said, no, no, you can't read my letters. But then when I was a teenager and I was looking one day to see if I could find the letters and I couldn't find them, and I said to Mum, where did the letters go? And she said, oh, I burnt them, Jacqueline, you know? And it wasn't until a few years ago when I happened to come across the letters and I said, Mum, you told me you burnt these letters. And she said, Jacqueline, I only told you that because I didn't want you reading them at that age,
yes,
you know?
Yes, yeah,
so
yeah.
I was absolutely delighted that the letters were still there.
So what do you know about Butt Hall?
The Butt Hall?
Yes, the Butt Hall.
I remember going to the Butt Hall myself.
Right, right.
Yeah, we used to go to the tech socials in the Butt Hall.
So it's a local hall where they have dances and discos.
Yeah, it's the Isaac Butt Memorial Hall.
Ah, right, aha, right, okay.
You know now.
And that's where your dad first laid eyes on your mum?
Absolutely, yep, that's right.
Was it love at first sight?
It was. My mum told me actually just this week that the very second night that they seen each other, Dad said to my mother, I love you, Liz, forever and ever more. Amen. The first time he told her he loved her, he said that. And that is something they have been saying to each other their entire lives. But I didn't realize that, you know, it went back from the very first date or the very second date.
Yes. Yeah.
And in most of their letters, the letters are actually ended with those words. I will love you forever and ever more. Amen.
Now, we got you on yesterday. And we recorded you reading some of your parents' letters,
yes.
just so you could do it when you're relaxed, and you know we could edit them, yes, and all that sort of thing. So, what we've done is we've counted them here. We've 8 excerpts here in front of me, and we put a little bit of music behind them. That's what they're called, production in radio, Jacqueline.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So it all, I'm looking at the dates here. It all happened very quickly, didn't it?
It was all inside 1 year. They met. The end of July, I think it was, and the letters had started then in August when Dad went back again, and then they were married on the 1st of July. So it
right,
was,
okay,
you know, just nearly the 12 months.
Yeah, yeah. So he stayed on. He was supposed to go back to London, stayed on,
yeah,
for how many days, do you know?
I'm not 100% sure. I think it was 8 or 9 days he stayed on for at that time.
Okay. So then that was the end of July into August then. The first letter your mum wrote to your dad in London is dated here the 7th of August.
Yes.
So he was barely back when he got it.
Yes.
and here is you reading that first letter.
Okay.
Hello, Brian. This is just a page or two to say everything is fine here, except I'm very lonely since you left yesterday. I only wish you were coming home again. I showed Aunt Nancy the snaps we took in the machine in Bundoran. She said they were very nice, and to tell you that you had a boxer's nose. Brian, I've got your photo lying beside me as I write this letter. Brian, please answer this letter soon, as I'll be waiting to hear from you. From your girlfriend Liz, with all my love, forever and ever more. Amen. P.S. Brian, my lips are still very soft after all the kissing we done, but time was short, darling. We had to make the most of it.
Lovely. So your dad has a boxer's nose.
He most certainly has.
So he was boxing from an early age.
Yeah, I think he started when he was about 12, and that was in Ireland.
Right.
And then when he went to London, he joined the gym, and he became quite good at it. He fought in a lot of countries for England. Mm. You know, so.
And he was a question in Know Your Sport, which is impressive.
Yeah, a question of sport. It was before the Olympics, my dad fought for England, and he was in this boxing match. He was fighting this Polish man,
yeah,
and he beat him within 6 months. And this was after the Olympics, and then he was fighting for Ireland. So he came across the exact same Polish man and beat him again. He beat him the 2 times. But
right.
We always take a hand at him and say, gosh, that wee Polish man must have been quaking in his boots when he seen you coming again. But he was representing two different countries, you know.
Oh, so that was the question. Which man, which boxer represented two countries?
Exactly.
Ah, yes. And it was Brian Anderson was the answer.
Yes,
okay,
that's right.
I'll store that at the back of my head in case it's asked again. Okay, so your mum, first letter, 7th of the 8th, and we have your dad's first letter in response to that, dated the 9th of August, 1963. Here we go.
Dear Liz, just a few lines in answer to your wonderful letter. Well, Liz, I am back in London and I am fed up. I feel like going home again to see you. I think you are the only girl for me. You make me feel very happy. I never felt like that with any other girl, and I hope I never will. Liz, anytime I feel bad, I kiss the holy medal you gave me, and I feel great again. Well, Liz, I cannot put it on paper how much I love you. I think you are the most wonderful person I have ever met. Liz, I will never forget the day we spent in Bundoran. I love you, Liz, forever and ever more. Amen.
Forever and ever more. Amen.
Yes. Yeah.
And they signed off like that. Isn't that so romantic?
Yeah.
So romantic.
Oh.
he set the bar very high, didn't he, your dad? He was a romantic man.
Oh, he most certainly did.
Well, is. It still is.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. He would still, you know, in the summertime when we go out walking, my dad would always pick wildflowers for mum. And it's one of my earliest memories is going out through the woods and picking flowers with dad to go home to mum.
How many children?
There's 7 of us.
Right. 7 children.
Yeah.
200 and whatever, you said, letters over 1,600 pages.
Yeah.
And as we said already, it moved along quite quickly. So 15th of the 8th, which the 15th of August, which is 6 days after his first letter.
Yeah.
Your dad is back on, sending a letter from London to Donegal.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Liz. I hope you're having a good holiday. And I wish I was in the bog with you. And better still, I wish you were here with me. But maybe someday we will get married and be together till we die. I hope you don't think I'm mad for what I have just written. I think you are just great. I will always love you as you love me now. I think you are the most wonderful person I have ever met. I love you, Liz, forever and ever more. Amen.
Oh, you're breaking my heart. Like if you read this in the Mills and Boom, you've gone, oh yeah, saccharine sweet. You'd be sticking your two fingers down your throat like that. But this is real. And what was their handwriting like?
Actually really nice.
Yeah,
really nice. And every single letter was dated, so that made it easy to put the book together, you know.
Yeah, so you've put them in order. And how did you put the book together? How did you do it?
Well, do you know what? My mum asked me in the summertime, Jacqueline, maybe you'll write me and your dad's story.
Right.
You know, this is when I was talking a lot about the letters, and I took an odd one up for her to read and just to see how she would feel about listening to the letters, because I knew they'd be full of memories that she would have forgotten, you know.
Mm.
But I decided I would buy a journal and handwrite in every letter. And I was talking to my sister-in-law, Karen, and Karen says, no, don't do that, Jacqueline. She says, get you them in order, and I will scan them, and then we'll take them to Lisa McGranahan, who is a cousin of mine, and she works in BizPrints in Letterkenny.
Right.
So she, once Karen got them scanned onto the wee, you know, stick thing, the memory stick, then we sent them down to Lisa, and she
printed
the
book, them off.
The books together.
Yeah.
We thought first of all one book, but it turned out to be six books because there was so much in it.
I'm on the edge of my seat. I know the ending, and I know it's a happy ending, but your dad has just said, you know, mentioned marriage, and he's asking, does your mum think he's mad for mentioning it? Because they've only known each other a wet week. What does your mum say in return? Here we go.
Brian, I think of you all the time. I do miss you a lot, and I don't think you are mad for what you wrote in your letter about us getting married one day. Because, Brian, I'm hoping that we get married one day too. Then we can be together always. I love you, Brian, with all my heart and soul, and I always will. I went to see Elvis one night in the pictures in Castle Derg. The name of it was Kid Galahad. It was all about boxing, and it was great.
So they're in their early 20s at this stage, were they?
Yep, that's right.
Early 20s.
Mum was 22 when they met and Dad was 23.
Right. And your dad is an honourable man because he wants to be straight with your mum from the start. So we'll just
go straight
into his next letter. Which is dated, we're skipping on a bit now. When I say skipping on a bit, it's just from August to October. So this is dated the 2nd of October 1963, from your dad to your mum.
Liz, I really mean it when I said I wanted you to be my wife. But Liz, if I was you, I would not answer me till you know me better. Liz, I want you to know all about me. One thing, I have got no money.
No money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what the Beatles say, Jacqueline? Money can't buy you love.
That's right.
Okay, what does your mum say in return? Here we go.
Brian, whatever time I do get married, I'm going to marry for love and not for money. I think love is the main thing, because where you have love, you have happiness. With love, happiness and health, you are a king. I'm just crazy about you, Brian. Every time I think of you, I get butterflies in my tummy.
Oh. How do you feel listening back to you reading out your parents' letters?
It's very strange.
Yeah.
It is definitely very strange. But, you know, I do know that this is a special story. Of course, extra special
with
for me being their daughter, you know. But I'm such a romantic myself. You know, so I just absolutely adore the story, you know.
You were
I know where I got it from.
Yes, you were very lucky to be brought up in that
environment,
weren't you?
It was. Our childhood was pretty idyllic. Now, we grew up with Mum and Dad always sat beside each other, always holding hands, kissing and cuddling. And you know what? It was so normal. We just thought that every mum and dad did the same as what our parents did. You know, it wasn't until I got older that I realised how special it was, you know, what they had for each other, you know, definitely.
So we're early October 1963. Your dad has said, I've no money. Your mum has said, it's not the money I'll be marrying you for, Brian. And then on the 5th of October, from your dad.
Hello, Liz. This is just a few pages in answer to your most wonderful letter. Liz, I never asked you outright if you will marry me. But Liz, I am asking you now. Will you marry me, Liz McGranahan? I think you are a smasher, Liz. I am really crazy about you. And I hope I will always feel like this. I really do, Liz. God bless you for now. And Liz, do not forget, I love you more than anybody else in this world. And I always will to the day I die. Here is a big kiss for you, Liz, and a few wee ones. Liz, did you ever say anything to your mum about us thinking of getting married? I would like to know what she thinks about it. It would be nice if she said okay.
You're a smasher.
I know, I love that.
Isn't it? Yeah. My granny used to say that to me. You're a smasher. Yeah. It's a great old word. It's a great old word. Yeah. So she said no, obviously. She said no, obviously. That's what. Liz, the ball is in your court. Here we go.
Hello, Brian. Well, Brian, I was surprised to get your letter today. And darling, my answer is yes, Brian. I will marry you. I really want to be your wife, Brian. I love you so much. Brian, my mum is very fond of you. She really likes you, Brian. I don't think she could get a better son-in-law. Love, I really do love you. I'm just crazy about you. Darling, I am really happy. Here is a big kiss and a few wee ones. By the way, Brian, does your dad and mum know about us yet? Will they approve of me? I hope they do. Please let me know. Maybe it would be better if we didn't tell them to Christmas. But if you want to tell your dad and mum now, then I'll also tell mum. Let me know what you are going to do. I love you.
And there it is. July to October in 1963, met for the first time, courted via letter from London to Donegal, proposed, accepted, and there you go. The deal was sealed. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's your first memory of growing up in Donegal?
What is my first memory? I think in Donegal, we used to live in this little school up the Donegal Road called Mean Carrigus School. It was We had no electricity. We had no water. There was nothing. This was when we came home from London. There were three of us born in London. And we lived in this old school until my dad built our house. And I do always remember going through the forestry with Dad and picking wild raspberries and picking wild flowers for Mum.
Right.
You know.
And are Liz and Brian listening today?
They are indeed. And Mum told me, make sure and say hello to Ray Darcy from me. So.
I think when they say your full name, it's a sign of affection. Ray Darcy. Make sure you say hello to Ray Darcy. Well, listen, the reviews are in. Jacqueline, this is bringing a tear to my eye, the innocence of their love. And that comes through. Aww. It was pure and innocent, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's one of the things that struck me about the letters, you know.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm so emotional listening to the beautiful love letters. That's Charlie in Cork. And gorgeous and romantic, lovely. We could all learn from this simple, pure love that matters, says Dee. It should be a movie. So somebody else. Aww. Well, you know, the boxing and everything and representing two countries and all that and the Isaac Butt Hall and all those love letters that are being read out there are absolutely beautiful. When they sign off, I love you forever and ever. Amen. Now, that's a love story, Christine, County Cork. Have you ever heard anything so beautiful and innocent, so precious? Hope they will publish this or even make a movie, says Bernie. Enjoying Jacqueline telling the story of the love letters. It has really given me a lift today. And what a beautiful story. I'm in bits, says Liz and Brian. And did Randy Travis, did he have access to the letters as well, Randy Travis?
No, he didn't. But when that song did come out, my mum always said, the song is about us. This is our song, Brian.
Yeah.
It could have been wrote about them.
Well, listen, Jacqueline, thanks so much for sending us the email. And thanks so much for sharing your parents' beautiful love story and their love letters, more importantly. And I'm sure that something's going to happen with them, you know, because there's something very special about them, as you know, and now our listeners know. So we'll sign off, I suppose, with Randy Travis and the way your mum and dad signed off. And if you could say it for us, it'd be great.
Can I just say hello to a couple of people first?
Oh, sorry, right. You're ruining it all now. We'll have to edit that bit out. No, I'm joking. Go on.
I just want to say hello to my mum and dad and to my four children, Joel, Jessica, Brian and Jude, and our little dog, Presley. And a very big thank you to Karen and Lisa for helping me with the book. And also thanking all the carers that come to our house. They're absolutely amazing.
Right. And there's a lot of ye around your parents as well as the carers.
There's seven of us looking after them.
And you're all living locally, are you?
We do.
All right, great.
Well, so that's good.
Yeah, right. So there you go. So Liz and Brian, big hello from all of us and a big virtual hug as well. And here it is, forever and ever, amen. Thanks, Jacqueline.
Thanks, Ray.
Bye-bye. Liz McGranahan and Brian Anderson, we dedicate Randy Travis to you and to your family and your daughter, Jacqueline. And what a lovely love story. There you go. Quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.